episode 567, Is Getting Older Hurting Your Children?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. I am so excited that you're here. Today is Super Sizzle Saturday, and I pray that you're having a glorious Saturday filled with extra spunk and joy and jazz and jumping. Whatever you're doing, I pray that your heart is on fire. Today we're chatting about, is getting older hurting your children? Have you ever thought about that? Well, it's going to be an interesting deep chat today. So we're going to dive deep into there. But first off, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Yes, welcome to Create Your Now. It is an incredible family, and I'm thrilled that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. You can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, and you will get some inside scoop. And you want to get the inside scoops. They're good for you, you know, mind, body, and spirit. Okay, let's jump in because, you know, family is just too precious. Life is so short. We think we have forever here on earth, but we don't. Our days are numbered, and our days are somewhat numbered. After being a mom, you begin to age even more. You begin to feel that pain of, oh my gosh, I'm getting older. Why? You look in the mirror and there's wrinkles. You look at your eyes and you're like, oh my gosh, they're bloodshot and red. And did I even sleep last night? Your energy level's going down, and then it's the hair. Oh yes, the hair coloring. Thank the Lord for hair coloring. I have so much white in my hair now. It would be white if it wasn't for hair coloring. Age plays a very important role in how we live out our lives. It's a definitive factor. It helps us define what we can or cannot do. And when it comes to your children, how much does age contribute to your activity? Is getting older hurting your children? And not because that they're getting older, because of course you would think, well, if they're aging, maybe they're, you know, going through their stages and phases of life and they kind of push back a little bit, all their different growth spurts, where they are on their mental growth chart. But it's you. It's you who's getting older. My sons absolutely love games. And for them, spending time together is playing games. Their friends come over, and sometimes even when their friends don't come over, they play online together. Now, some of you can relate to that. But they ask me all the time, Mom, will you come down and play whatever game it is? And I'm like, oh, honey, okay. And eventually I give in. But honestly, I don't really want to. Now, playing a game seems easy enough, you know, a task that I can handle. I've done much worse. But gaming is not my forte. I'm not good at it. I crash before I blink. But ultimately, they don't care about my crashing. They want me cheering them on, laughing hysterically because I can't play and just having fun with them. Yet, how do I see it? I'm not good at it. So why should I spend my time doing that? Can't we be doing something else? There's nothing I can do to make me a better player. So why waste their time and get them frustrated because of my inabilities to play games? Do you hear the two different tones to what my sons are asking me to do and their impression versus how I see it? There's a huge difference. Ultimately, what they are searching for, their diamond, is they want mommy's presence. They want me there. They honestly could care less about me playing. They want me. It doesn't matter about my abilities. It doesn't matter that I was the Atari Space Invaders queen and I could, man, rock that game anytime. Come on, bring it on. And I would challenge anybody at it. But ask me to play games now, I just don't get it. And I know I'm coordinated, so then I'm like scratching my head going, I don't get why I can't play this. So I become frustrated, yet my boys are then frustrated too because all they want to do is have mommy's presence. Is getting older hurting your children? Your children desire you. You, mama, they want you. And it doesn't matter how great you are or how bad you are. They want you. However, what do? We allow our own excuses of getting older become a roadblock of playing with our own children. Think about your babies now. My baby is 12. My oldest is 20. Our playing time now is a little bit different with ages. When they were younger, oh my goodness, to this day even, we had this really cool cube. And it was made of kind of a, it wasn't necessarily felt material, but it was kind of like that. And it was like a musical block. And it had all these different signs and songs and, you know, different activities on every side. So it had all of these different songs. So six songs, and some things did two or three different things. And it was awesome. To this day, they still sing those songs. And we laugh about it. We would build Legos as they would get older. We would play dress up. We would cook in the kitchen. Yes, we would play games. We would go outside and go running and go bicycle riding. And then it came to be what we were reading books. And then we would go to movies together. And then we moved on into texting and social media and playing games on our phones, like word games and different games that you can build cities together and have these groups of, I don't know, pods or teams or whatever they call them now. I used to be in them, but I had to give something up. And so they carry on with Dad on that one. So that's good. Whew, at least one of us taking care of that. Your children desire your presence. Yet as we're getting older, we just want to say, I'm just not good at it, or I don't feel like it. You don't feel like having a conversation when your daughter sends you a text, because that's when they want to talk to you right then and there. That's their play. Their Facebook is their play. Play is a form of communication for a child. And when you tell them, no, I don't want to, you're basically telling them, I'm sorry to say it this way, but shut up. And I do not like that word. But it's a strong word, and I want you to understand it. I want you to feel it. Because when I was telling my boys, guys, I don't want to play your game. And it's not because I don't want to play with you. And this is exactly what I would tell them. It has nothing to do with you. Sweetheart, I want to play with you, but mommy's not good at that. And finally, they got bold enough and said, Mom, we don't care if you're good at it. We just want you to come down and sit with us in the room and play games with us. And if you die, that's okay. You can have fun and watch us play. It had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with my abilities to play or not play or to win or not win. They want your presence. But again, we chalk it up to excuses. I'm getting older. Are you really getting older? Or is it play just doesn't fit into your schedule anymore? Play is something that, that's only for the babies, like up to 2 or 3, maybe 4 years old now. Because after that, everybody's on iPads. Everybody's got a tablet. Everybody's playing on the computers. Nobody, you know, really does any play. Play, remember, is relationship building. It's a way that your children communicate with you. So how are you playing with your children? And if you're not, why aren't you? What's holding you back? I want you to think about play as this. Play is a way for your child to say, I love you, and not use those three words. They say it differently. Remember, love is an action verb, right? It requires action. It's a verb. It's not something that just like, love. Okay, it's love. What is play? Play is a verb. It takes and requires action. Do you see how play for your child is saying, I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. Those are sweet, precious words that you don't want to lose. But you're losing them when you tell them that you don't want to play. Now, I do realize that you do have a schedule and sometimes you can't play because you do have a few other things to do. But when you're doing this day after day, month after month, year upon year, you really need to ask yourself the question, is getting older hurting my children? Am I doing it to them because I'm getting older? Because I'm considering myself frail because I'm no longer a winner? The problem is we are growing out of play. And play is the key communicator with our children. That's how they learn to do everything. But we want to grow them up fast. And so we do. We give them all the tools they need to grow up fast. And then when they're about ready to graduate from high school, and you're sitting there and you're watching your child darned with their beautiful ropes, their cords, their hat, and they walk across that stage getting that diploma, and what do you say? Where is the time gone? Are you letting your age affect how you play with your child? Are you really allowing yourself and giving you that excuse and saying, yeah, I'm going to use it. I'm tired. I don't care today. I just don't want to do it. I've worked hard. I've been on my feet all day. They have too in their world. Play brings you to their world, Mom. Play brings you, Dad, to their world. It's a way for you to bond like no other. You know, when you take that trip or that special vacation, you do that one thing that you plan for weeks, maybe months, maybe even a few years, that anticipation just keeps building and building inside. That's what it is for play for children. It brings excitement. It gives them motivation and inspiration. You need it. You have a passion. You have a purpose. But for them, that's what play is. That's their communication tool. And when you allow your age because you're tired, you don't want to do it. You may just be lazy one day. Come on, let's be honest. I've been there. You just don't want to get out of that chair. You've done too much. But again, how fast are those days going to pass? So how do you get over the hump of, I'm too old, there's no way. I'm not the Atari Space Invader queen. There's no way I can do this. Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Play as an absolute beginner. And it's very simple. Play as an absolute beginner. Don't worry about what you can or cannot do. You don't have to know it all. Allow yourself to fall down and play like a child. And most importantly, allow your child and accept his or her invitation into their world. They want you there, Mom. They're crying out for you. So the next time your child says, Mom, will you come and play Barbies with me? Mom, can we cook those cupcakes that we've been talking about for 2 weeks? Mom, can we do that craft? You know, we were going to do the popsicle sticks and build this huge tower, and then I was going to paint it. Mom, will you sign me up for Facebook? Because all my girlfriends are there. And you know what? You and I can talk too. Play. Play as an absolute beginner and begin to reconnect and bond deep with your child. It'll be amazing. Precious time, precious children. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.